Call to Return Home by Becca Stevens, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Acts 3:19. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. At Thistle Farms, it's our mission to heal, empower, and employ women survivors of trafficking, prostitution, and addiction. Our community believes that in every mistake, there's potential for healing. Nothing a person can do will close the door forever with God and with a loving community, even if that person feels beyond redemption, is put back in prison, or can't find sobriety in this life. Our practice is simple. Take a step back, apologize, make amends, learn something new, and move on. Once one of our residents relapsed after she'd been in our community for more than a year. During that time, she borrowed money she'd never pay back. She stole from her friends and lied to them too. The damage to her relationships was like a tsunami of destruction. Her downward spiral of devastation ended when she found herself back in prison. One of the first steps on her journey to restoration was to write letters to those she had hurt to say how sorry she was for the things she had done. Sometimes the pain in our lives comes from our own thoughts and words and deeds. In those moments, we must embrace the truth that healing often begins with repentance. In Acts 3:19, Paul challenged his readers to repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. This language rings familiar for lovers of the Old Testament. In Ezekiel 14:16, the prophet challenges Israel's wayward elders to cast away their idols and return to God, saying, "Repent and turn away from your idols." Here, the Hebrew word for repent indicates more than a challenge to live differently. It is a call to return home. When we humbly and wholeheartedly repent of the things we have done, as well as the things we've left undone, we find we're once again able to love with our whole hearts. Repentance clears the way for us to enjoy restored relationship with each other. And through the gift of repentance, we once again rest in God's great love, our one true home. When our friend slipped back into her former destructive lifestyle, she deeply hurt those who loved her most. Sadly, she has years in prison ahead of her, but her time behind bars will afford her the opportunity to build bridges over the troubled water she stirred during a season in which she wandered away from love. Yet, she may still make it home. The door to healing and reconciliation is open to her because she understands that true freedom is rooted in repentance and forgiveness. Let's pray. Loving God, anoint my head with the balm of peace and set me on the right path. Give me courage to get back up when I stumble. Give me the eyes to see your hand at work in the world around me. Teach me to pray for others, even in my own suffering. Show me how to love again from the deepest part of my heart and with my whole being. Amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.